Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Three, two, one.
But I've worked it out. I love to listen to your podcast.
Whenever you say something, other people react to it.
Taking my breath away, Aaron.
Fern Lundquist joins me. Hall of Famer Jim Calhoun, NASCAR
man, everybody,
icon,
to
Dale
a bonus
Jr.
Thursday Kirk afternoon
Street
edition of
the
Outdoor
the
Sports Podcast. I'm your host,
here?
Aaron Torres. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is having a great day. And let me say this. There are about three or four stories every year that it feels like are so big, but move so fast. And sometimes you got to go one to two to three updates a day, multiple updates a week. And this Kentucky basketball coaching search is one of those stories. So obviously, if you're subscribed to the feed on, what was it, Thursday morning, we dropped our pod. We talked about John Calipari's introductory press conference at Arkansas, the first big moves he's going to make. But then we also talked about what was next to Kentucky with everything trending towards Scott Drew being the next head coach. Well, what I told you at the time, I said bluntly, I said, look, I think we get a decision on Scott Drew by Thursday evening. I don't think this drags into Friday. I think he either accepts the job or turns it down. Well, as it turns out, he did, in fact, turn it down, officially telling, I think Matt Norlander from CBS was the first one that had it, that he will not be the next head coach of the University of Kentucky. What I did say on Wednesday, on Thursday morning show, by the way, was if Scott Drew turns it down, that is where it gets interesting, okay? And that is where we are now, as there are all sorts of variables on the table. We're hearing about the Godfather offer to Dan Hurley. I have a lot of thoughts on that, including from the UConn-Hurley perspective. I know you have heard the Kentucky perspective. I'll give you the UConn perspective, how the administration is combating what is allegedly going on with Kentucky. We'll talk a little bit about Billy Donovan. Can you wait 2 weeks to potentially get Billy Donovan? What about Bruce Pearl? What about Chris Beard? There are so many names out there, and it is just insane as to what Kentucky does now. So what we'll do, we'll take a quick break. We will come back. And when we come back, we'll get you updated. Scott Drew has said no. Who is next for the University of Kentucky? Fascinating conversation. Quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, everybody, I'm back. Gonna be back. So if you're watching on YouTube, you could see. I just got back from walking the dog. At about 10:30 Eastern time, I mean, listen, look at me. I'm a mess. I haven't even had a chance to shower, nothing, whatever. I always like to be camera ready, but I'm out walking the dog 10:30, texting with some people, trying to figure out what's going on with this Kentucky thing. And of course, as I'm texting, I get the news alert, Matt Norlander, CBS Sports, credit to him, the first guy with the scoop. Scott Drew ain't going nowhere, baby. Scott Drew is staying at Baylor. He is not taking the University of Kentucky job. And so what I just want to do, I want to spend about 8, 10, 12 minutes, whatever it ends up taking, discussing this scenario. Because to me, this is ultimately the most interesting scenario that could have possibly happened in this Kentucky coaching search, because it felt like this is the guy that Mitch Barnhart always wanted. This is the guy that Mitch Barnhart was going to target. And now that Scott Drew is officially off the table, I'm just here to say, I don't think anything is out of bounds. I think the big offers are coming to Hurley. I think the possibility of waiting for Billy Donovan is on the table. I think getting to that next group of a Bruce Pearl, Chris Beard is in play. And I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it all. So first off, let's put a bow once and for all, for literally from now until the end of time, on Scott Drew. Listen, I think Scott Drew is a great coach, okay? I've said from the beginning, I don't believe that he was ever going to be the right fit for Kentucky. Now, did I believe it could potentially work? Did I believe that he would be fine? I don't think he would have been Billy Gillespie 2.0, okay? But you look at his personality, you look at who he is, you look at where he's coached, and a couple things stand out. One, and I've said this from the beginning, from the second that his name was linked to this Kentucky job years ago, Scott Drew would face more pressure on day one at Kentucky than he ever has at any point in any moment in time in Baylor. Now, listen, that is not to diminish what he's done. This is a guy, as everybody knows, took over at Baylor, quite literally took over maybe the worst scandal in the history of college sports. We all know the details, but if you don't know, I'll just very quickly say it. He took over a program in which a player, and earmuffs if you're with children, one player literally murdered another. I mean, that's the most horrifying, awful, scary thing ever. And so you go back to those early years, he had no scholarships, a bunch of reductions. I think the first year they weren't even allowed to play out of conference games. I mean, it was just insanity in the situation that he took over. And so for him to take that job, take it all the way to a national championship in 2021, it is the greatest rebuild in the history of college basketball. That's not hyperbole. It is unbelievable, whatever. But at the same time, it's a different job with different expectations, different requirements. And I just never felt like he was built to be the face of Kentucky basketball, to be out there in the public, in the open, every single day, every decision you make being analyzed and hyperanalyzed and overanalyzed. Every recruit you offer now gets 20 phone calls because nobody has media that covers the program like Kentucky. That's a great thing. These are the things that make Kentucky, Kentucky. But if you're not built for it, if you don't have the mindset and you don't have the understanding and you kind of like being a guy that can kind of just lie in the weeds, you're not, you know, whatever, you're not a forward-facing, public-facing guy, I just don't think that's for you. I would add, and again, I'm not trying to diminish a national championship, but at the end of the day, we talked about it the other day with Scott Drew's 2021 title. Listen, it was incredible. But what nobody talks about is it came the year after the 2020 NCAA tournament was canceled, when there was no postseason, but more importantly, no draft process. I know guys on that staff. Davion Mitchell was out the door. Jared Butler probably goes pro, but there was no draft process. They couldn't work out in front of teams, and they said, I'm not going to the NBA and potentially being a second-round pick because nobody can see me. I'm going to come back. They got an extra year out of that group, and they ended up winning a national championship. Don't want to diminish Scott Drew. Don't want to say he's not a great coach. I just never thought he was the right fit for Kentucky, and he is now officially off the table, so it is time to move forward on what could potentially happen next. So first of all, let's just get the elephant in the room, the 40-pound monkey in the whatever the term is, okay? Not great on terms. Didn't think I would be doing this at 12:34 Eastern time today, okay? But listen, I've seen a lot from the Kentucky media that this is Dan Hurley Day, that this is you circle the wagons, you put together the Godfather offer, and you make him say no. Couple thoughts on that. The first one is this. I can't criticize the move because ultimately, that's what I've been saying Kentucky should do before the job was even open. I said they need to do it with Jay Wright. I said they need to do it with Brad Stevens. And if they are going to make Dan Hurley not only the highest paid coach in college basketball, but one of the highest paid coaches in all of college sports, like who am I to criticize? I know it's my alma mater. I'm not going to lie. This is actually a UConn hat right here. I just didn't want to open with a UConn hat, have everybody judge me and be biased, whatever. I happen to be wearing it when all this news happened. But the bottom line is I'm not going to blame Kentucky. That's what you should do. And I'll say this. I've been critical of Mitch Barnhart, but I don't necessarily blame him, because if you think that you have Scott Drew locked up, then you don't go to first offer Dan Hurley. Scott Drew doesn't feel wanted, whatever. At the same time, though, let me say this, and I think this is my personal true belief on Dan Hurley, which we've talked about on this show quite a bit. I don't believe he's going anywhere. What I was told, I talked to somebody pretty high up at UConn on whatever it was, Wednesday morning, right after Scott Drew turned down the job. What we have to remember about the idea of putting all this money together, putting this offer together, putting whatever together, putting this, that, the other thing together, is that ultimately you can raise $100 million. You could raise $200 million. You can raise $20 million a year. If the offer never gets to the intended target, it doesn't matter. And what I've been told is that Dan Hurley has told his representation. First of all, this is something I'm 100% positive on. This is not speculation. This is confirmed. UConn's been working on a bigger extension, more money, bigger buyout since well before Monday night's national championship game. Dan Hurley didn't need it to win a second straight national title for UConn to realize how good that they have it, how grateful they are that and appreciative that they are that he's their head coach. And so at the end of the day, they have been working on a contract for forever. And what I have been told is from Dan Hurley's perspective, he has told his representation, do not engage anybody on my behalf, but more importantly, don't pick up phone calls. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's being offered. I don't care. This is where I want to be right now. Now, listen, I always have to couch it because stuff changes quick. And if there is a report out there that he's going to get offered $12 million a year or whatever it was, 11 and a half, I think it was Jeff Drummond from Rivals said it's going to be $11.5 million a year. Maybe he does say to his agent, listen, see if that's real. Or maybe the agent says, listen, I just want you to know that it's real. But my understanding that as of 9 a.m. this morning, like I've had all these Kentucky fans, well, he hasn't definitively said no yet. Yes, he has. He said no several times. But he also hasn't been definitively asked, will you take the Kentucky job? Like the Nick Saban thing from 20 years ago, from 2006 or 7 or whenever it was, somebody asked him, will you be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins? And he's like, no, I will not be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Unless I've missed it, I haven't heard anybody ask, will you be the next head coach of Kentucky basketball? And he's danced around it. On Tuesday, he was on Colin Cowherd's show, or I guess it was Wednesday at this point. And Colin asked him, you know, about other opportunities. And he said, our only focus is on number a three-peat. But Colin, and I love Colin, this isn't a criticism. He didn't say, will you be the next Kentucky basketball coach? He said, are you interested in other opportunities? And he said, no. So Kentucky fans, I love you. You've been great to me. But he has said no several times. And my understanding, at least as of 9 Pacific or probably about 11 a.m. Eastern time, he has instructed his representation, do not take calls from anybody. I don't want to go anywhere else. And coaches do that. And remember, agents work for coaches. Dan Hurley, my understanding, listen, whatever. He's happy at UConn. His family is happy at UConn. His wife is happy in Connecticut. Maybe that $12 million offer does get to him. And maybe all of a sudden him and his wife have to think about it. But as of right now, I don't believe that that contract offer is even going to get to him. I don't think that he's going to seriously consider it. That's my honest opinion. What I do think is much more interesting, though, is the status of Billy Donovan. Sorry, my phone's ringing here. I'm making sure I'm not missing anything in real time. Oh my goodness, there's a portal entry that's at least worth interesting and noting. All right, so Billy Donovan to me is interesting, okay? And what I'll say about Billy Donovan, you know, he as a college basketball coach is from a little bit before my era. Now, I obviously covered the sport, but I didn't know him and the people around him the way that I know some of these younger guys, okay? But I only bring it up because I have yet to hear anybody that does know him say that there is a 0% chance that he would ever be interested in coaching college basketball again. Now, the trick with Billy Donovan, and we talked about it on Wednesday morning show, Thursday morning show, whatever it was, is that if you're pursuing Billy Donovan and if he becomes the target, you better make damn sure he's going to say yes. NBA season obviously ends next Sunday, a week from this Sunday. So that's what, the 20th or so? They got the play-in game. So you cannot wait until end of April in this portal era unless you are 2,000% sure that the second that the clock strikes zero on the bowl season, he is coming to Lexington. You just simply cannot. So to me, I have heard from other people who know Billy Donovan. I think Jeff Goodman put out that last week it was, he thought it'd be 0%. This week, I think he said it's around 20%. I don't want to paraphrase. I'm paraphrasing Goodman here, who certainly knows Billy Donovan better than I do. And probably, frankly, the people around him better than I do. But if Billy Donovan is available, if you can get the unofficial yes, I why wouldn't you? From Billy Donovan's perspective, listen, I think you got to think about it. Bottom line is, you're probably going to get fired at the end of this NBA season. If you're not going to get fired, you're going into next year on the hot seat. And what I keep going back to with Billy Donovan is only 58 years old. Now, he'll be 59 this year. But John Calipari is 65 years old. John Calipari is 7 years older, 6 years older than Billy Donovan. And so you look at John Calipari, and I'm sitting there saying, like, Cal just is starting over at Arkansas. If Cal can start over at 65, you mean to tell me that Billy Donovan at 57 doesn't want, or 58 doesn't want to coach anymore? Like, because that's the big thing, right? We talked about it with Cal. I thought Cal should just retire. I thought he should say, you know what? Game's passed me by. It's time to move on. He wants to keep coaching. And if you're Billy Donovan, you don't want to keep coaching. By the way, Billy Donovan, respectfully, is not getting another NBA job. He's been in the NBA since 2014, 2015, or 2015, 2016, whatever it was. He had one good year when he had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. And then Kevin Durant left, and they have never been, he has never, nothing's happened. So he's not getting another head coaching job. He's either getting fired this year, or if he's not getting fired after this year, then at the end of the day, I you have to at least think about it. Now, again, if you're Mitch Barnhart, this is the part that I am not envious of. If Billy Donovan is the guy, you got to make damn sure. You got to make damn sure that he is going to say yes. You can't wait till April 22nd or 23rd. You can't wait another 11 days and not have a definitive answer. But those are my thoughts on Billy Donovan. I think it makes a lot of sense if he is willing to say yes. Really quickly, I think the tier after that, you know, I've heard that those three are the only three that Mitch Barnhart had on his list. That was from Matt Jones. I respect Matt Jones. He said from the beginning, those are the three. You get beyond that list, that's where it gets interesting. But I don't know that it means that there's a fall off in the quality of candidate, okay? Frankly, I'll be blunt. I think both Bruce Pearl and Chris Beard are probably better built for Kentucky than Scott Drew was. Listen, Bruce Pearl, he has the personality that you need in this Kentucky job, okay? I've said it before, I'll say it again. Kentucky, you have to be the forward-facing, front-facing person for an entire state. Everybody is following your every move. As I said a minute ago with Scott Drew, everyone, the second you offer a kid, he's getting 25 phone calls from recruiting writers. You go to dinner. I mean, look at what happened with Scott Drew yesterday. He goes out to lunch, allegedly. There's confusion as to what happened, whatever. I bring it up because with Bruce Pearl, I think he wants that responsibility. I think he loves that responsibility. I think he loves the spotlight on him. And I also think he's done about as much as you can do at Auburn at this moment in time. So is it going to happen? I don't know. Do I think it's inconceivable that he gets the head coaching job? I don't. And I think he has to be on that list. And bluntly, I think he would be better than Scott Drew would have been. Finally, let me say this. I think I'm still a Chris Beard guy. And I understand that it might just be a no-go because it might just be a no-go for Chris Beard because of the fact that he had the legal issue a year ago. I get it. I understand it. It makes sense. I'm not here to argue that at all. What I will say is as follows with Chris Beard, is that with Chris Beard, respectfully, I think he is the another guy that's the perfect fit. Now, he doesn't have the outgoing personality of Bruce Pearl. But at the same time, what I would also say about Chris Beard is that he's a guy that gets it. He's a guy that understands what it takes to build programs. He's a guy, by the way, that can come in, is going to be very comfortable in this portal world, adding 10, 11 guys. It's what he did last year at Ole Miss. But what I keep going back to with Chris Beard, people say, oh, he's fallen off since the title game. He's only made this many tournaments and this many, this many, that. He quite literally, not this past season, 2023, 2024, but 2022, 2023, he quite literally built the number one team in the country. People forget, before he got fired, Texas was number one in the country. The roster that he built played in the Elite Eight to go to a Final Four in Houston, where they would have had 90% of the fans in the building. And so I could go on and on. But if you can't look at that roster that he built at Texas and see that he can build a national championship contender, I don't know what to tell you. I still think Chris Beard is the guy. I would have had him higher on the list than Scott Drew, Bruce Pearl, whatever. But again, is Mitch Barnhart actually going to make a move? We'll keep you updated. I'll get you updated as I continue to hear things. Numbers are starting to roll in on the Dan Hurley Kentucky offer. It is bananas. But I truly believe, listen, I think Mitch Barnhart's in a tough spot. As of 11 a.m. Eastern time, Dan Hurley said, don't even bring me a contract. Billy Donovan, you got to wait 2 weeks. Is it Bruce Pearl? Is it Chris Beard? Is it somebody else? We'll keep coming back, and I'll wrap by saying this, is that I do think Kentucky is going to get a good head coach. I tweeted this out. I truly believe it. When John Calipari accepted the job, I talked to him about it for my book many years ago. I wrote a book on Kentucky basketball in 2016 or so. And I talked to John Calipari, and I said, you had it rolling at Memphis. Why would you leave? And he said, because when Kentucky calls, you always pick up. Scott Drew may have said no. Somebody will not. Kentucky fans are going to get a good head coach. We'll find out here who it is very soon.